So it's time for MediaWise in association with Comisión Naman, here to help you question and manage your personal media environment and be web safe. Every weekend, a different guest on all matters of online media literacy and safety. We had a chat with Jane McGarrigle some weeks ago for Safer Web Day, and she's back to have a chat about older people using technology and being scammed. And I suppose we've all come across elaborate phishing schemes from organisations that seem legitimate. One of them comes to mind, the toll bridge. I mean, have you had that situation happen?
I've had that text message myself, and I have an account, and I thought, oh, okay, but don't click on any of the links. Do just kind of be mindful. There's a lot of these scams happening at the minute. And what I would say to younger people, maybe older teenagers or college students or those in your 20s, make your parents or grandparents aware of these scams, particularly the one around, "Mom, I've lost my phone. You know, this is my new number." That's a really common one. Make your parents aware of that scam, and that, you know, you will call them on another phone if, you know, they will speak to you if something does happen, you know, or to check with them first before replying to that number. Call their actual number and say, did you just send me a message, you know, to verify that, just to check.
Or if it feels a little off.
If it doesn't seem right, exactly. We work with Media Literacy Ireland on a media awareness campaign, and there's lots of really helpful advice for the public there. The campaign's called Stop, Think, Check. So it gives lots of tips on how to check the information you're receiving online is true and accurate as well. So really helpful.
I mean, some of these scammers, they use a lot of psychology, and they're very, very elaborate and very well-conceived scams, aren't they? I mean, I got caught myself with regards to waiting for a package to come. I got my email from a well-known delivery company looking for the customs payment, and of course I did it because I was expecting a package. I mean, and that's how they work it, isn't it? They know there are a certain percentage of people out there waiting on packages who fall for this every time.
Exactly. And they've tapped into the things we're doing every day. We're all expecting deliveries, so that's a really common one. But they also tap into kind of fears and concerns. So, you know, what if our child has lost their phone? You know, they'll need help, they'll need money. So that's another one. For any of these scams, with the messages that come through, you can see that the websites aren't exactly the same website as, let's say, your bank website or the National Post or whatever.
Or you can tell by the address sometimes.
Exactly.
It isn't quite legit.
So just take a deeper look before doing anything, and certainly don't click on anything, and contact your own financial provider, your bank, whomever, to check first if you are concerned about something. Because like you say, I was waiting on a package, so this felt right to me. So just to be careful and take some extra measures before you do anything.
For people who've been scammed in this way, or maybe for children who find themselves having deductions from their accounts for things they've signed up to unawares, where did they go to for help, and where did they stand in terms of, let's say, signing up to something like this, having it being deducted month on end? And are the authorities, are the financial institutions open to, you know, helping them out?
Parents would come to us with concerns about our things around gaming online and the commercial pressures there, and things like loot boxes, which, you know, you can pay to get kind of extra features and games or surprise features. Those are the things parents would be concerned about, and that, I suppose, if your child is interested in gaming, to have a look at the information, maybe check out what game they're using. We have explainer guides on Fortnite, Roblox, Among Us, all those popular games, and we talk through the features and maybe some of the risks there, or if there's commercial editions there and what to look at, and where possible, go into the settings and disable any in-app purchases so that you have complete control over that. Use your own email to sign up for the game again, so that you have control over what the features are in the game and can help manage things a little bit better.
Yeah, we have, you know, we've come across situations, for example, where you want to cease a membership of a, let's say, a gaming platform. They make it really difficult for you, don't they, to find the place where you can unsubscribe. It's buried within pages of rules and documents, etc., isn't it? They don't make it very easy for you.
No, so that kind of activity you're talking about is called dark patterns, and these are kind of prompts and nudges that platforms are very good at creating. So let's say if you were to book a flight on an airline website, sometimes there's a lot of different things there that are nudging us and prompting us. And
car hire, hotel stays, etc.
It can be not quite clear and it can be overwhelming as well, but actually there's new regulation in the EU called the Digital Services Act, which is looking at those types of activities and practices and trying to make things fairer for consumers and making the online space, commercial space, an easier space for the consumer to navigate. So that's a really, really important step and regulation that is in place.
Have you found now with people using more, let's say more using smartphones than the traditional PC or laptop, are people a little less aware of websites because it's in a phone format as opposed to on a screen?
There's so many different devices, you know, and most of us use a smartphone now. The mobile websites are designed quite well and quite clearly now, so we wouldn't be aware of a difference there. And I suppose we don't really distinguish, you know, children and young people will be using lots of different devices, you know, tablets, maybe laptops, and I suppose the traditional PC we mightn't see as much anymore.
Sure, yeah. What's your last piece of advice now for somebody to be more media safe, be more web safe and safe on the internet?
For anybody thinking about this or wanting to find out more information, visit our website, webwise.ie. There's lots of top tips, resources, advice and information. And we know everybody is different. We know every family is different and everyone has different approaches to technology. So take the information you need to inform yourself as a parent and to support your child online. You know your child best and use the information and resources that are available there.
Absolutely. Jane McGarrigle, thank you so much for all the advice. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks very much, Robbie.
MediaWise, in association with Cumasún na mBan, guests every week talking about all aspects of media, safety, online literacy, fact-checking and digital skills. Back next weekend on Saturday Live on Sunshine 106.8, Dublin's easy place to relax.